Stone Age, human beings created crude stone weapons and tools. Gradually, they improved these implements. By 4500 BC, people were also changing their ways of life, from hunting to primitive farming. All this activity produced the so-called New Stone Age. During the New Stone Age, people's lives changed most in the Near East, especially around rivers and seas, in areas of Egypt, Mesopotamia, and Greece. Similar changes occurred in the Far East, also around rivers and seas, particularly in sections of today's China and India. New Stone Age man hunted. He set traps by bending young trees and tying leather nooses to their tops. When game, such as deer, stepped into these nooses and pulled on them, the saplings snapped back, closing the noose and catching the animals. Scientists believe that from the bent sapling, New Stone Age man got the idea for the bow and arrow. This weapon was an improvement upon the wooden spear because it enabled hunters to kill game at greater, safer distances. Eventually, New Stone Age people learned to tame wild cattle, horses, sheep, pigs, and fowl. Our ancestors were then able to raise these animals for food, clothing, and work. For example, sheep were raised for their wool. And the wool could be combed and spun into thread for weaving warm clothing. When New Stone Age people discovered that grains and vegetables grew from seeds, they became farmers. Men and women cultivated the fields with the help of the animals they had tamed. Along with changing from hunters to farmers, New Stone Age people became better craftsmen and builders. By grinding and polishing flint, they made sharper tools, which made their work easier. To make weaving easier, bone and flint combs, spindles, needles, and crocheting tools were developed. Sometimes ornaments, like necklaces, were made simply for enjoyment. More often tools, like saws, were made to help people improve the quality of their work. With sharper saws, axes, and hatchets, trees could be cut down and shaped into usable items with less effort. Thus, hollowed-out trees became log canoes and one of man's first means of transportation. Trees were later used as wheels and axles, making land transportation possible. In addition, trees were cut into lumber for wooden houses. Families built groups of houses or villages on lakes or in marshes to protect themselves from wild animals and other enemies. New Stone Age people also discovered new ways to use fire. They shaped soft clay from riverbanks into pots or bowls and baked these vessels until they hardened. Boiling food in hardened clay vessels made the food easier to chew and improved its flavor. Perhaps while hardening clay pots or boiling food, some New Stone Age human beings noticed that certain rocks melted. These melted rocks produced a soft, workable metal, later called copper. The discovery of copper was an important step in man's progress as craftsman and builder, because it enabled him to make even sharper, stronger tools. Along with developing new weapons, tools, skills, and crafts, New Stone Age people developed new customs and beliefs. Probably because New Stone Age farmers were still dependent on nature, they worshiped the sun as a god. But if the sun could help human beings by making crops grow, it could also hurt human beings by scorching the earth. If good spirits helped man, there could also be evil spirits to hurt him. Thus, people believe that sickness was an evil spirit's curse and could be cured only by magic. Sometimes human beings were sacrificed to win the favor of the gods. Besides these religious beliefs and customs, New Stone Age families believed in laws to rule and to protect their tribes. And so a father taught his sons to defend their families and to be loyal to their tribes. Toward the end of the New Stone Age, about 3000 BC, some of our forerunners migrated to Eastern and Western Europe, to areas known today as Greece, Italy, France, and Germany. They also moved to the Scandinavian countries and the Soviet Union. Others migrated to the uninhabited lands of North America, to areas known today as Canada, the United States, and Mexico. In North America, these prehistoric settlers, later called Indians, formed many different tribes and cultures. They built a variety of dwellings to suit a variety of climates. Indians succeeded in growing numerous foods, including corn, beans, and squash. They also tamed a few wild animals, including the dog. Dogs became household pets, protectors, and helpers in hunting. Even today, some people still live like New Stone Age human beings. While their numbers continue decreasing, they can be found thinly scattered within the red-colored areas on the map. Present-day examples of people who still live like New Stone Age human beings are some native tribes of New Guinea. A native warrior and hunter often carries a Stone Age axe. Some warriors decorated their axes with complicated designs. Tree roots are ground into flour with Stone Age mallets. A family meal is prepared with Stone Age cooking utensils. And trees are still hollowed out and made into log canoes. By 3000 BC, the New Stone Age culture had drawn to a close, and the next stage of human development had begun, the dawn of civilizations. There were several main human achievements of the New Stone Age. The change from hunting to farming, the development of sharp flint and bone tools, the invention of the wheel, the improvement of crafts, and the creation of tribes and villages. All of these achievements paved the way for the coming of civilizations.